Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying a focused lifestyle, Bible bits from Proverbs. In this session, we'll be looking at Proverbs 23, verses 17 and 18, the proper attitude. What is a proper attitude toward God? Well, reverence, honor, or respect that's felt or shown toward another person. Do you show respect to God by your conduct in church? Do you have habits damaging to your body as God's temple? Do you ever take the Lord's name in vain? Do you respect the authorities God has placed in your life? The program of God is to produce Christ-like character in you. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Reverence is the awareness of how God is working through the people and events in your life. Humanism, or man-centered, versus Christianity, which is Christ-centered, rules our thinking, one or the other. The result: a focus on other people rather than on God. Envy, jealousy, desire for what someone has. The great need today is for believers to show reverence for God. Someone said, we need to put the fear of God back in our thoughts. Proverbs 23, verses 17 and 18, our text for this session. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. For surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. So how can you maintain reverence toward God? Well, our text for this session, Proverbs 23, tells us three ways. First, remember the sinner's predicament. The first part of verse 17. Do not let your heart envy sinners. Also, Proverbs 24, verse 1. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them. And if you jump down to verse 19. Do not fret because of evildoers. Do not be envious of the wicked. In Psalm 37, in verse 1, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Why? Well, prosperity in this life, it's all they have. Don't worry about their choices of sin. Don't worry about their methods to success. Unbelievers are to be pitied rather than envied. As Psalm 73 demonstrates, you risk expressing discontent toward God. Lost people act like they act because they are what they are. Remember, the Savior's provision. Remember the Savior's provision. Verse 17 again, the second part of it. But be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. What is the fear of the Lord? What is fear of God? Recognizing that he is all powerful. Let an awe of God govern your life. A holy adoration for his being. A subjection to his principles. A submission to his providence. Be concerned about pleasing him constantly. What is a proper attitude toward God? Well, It's respect for his wrath on sin. It's a gratitude for his mercy in Christ. This is the gospel message. Fear of the Lord resulted in church growth. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee and Samaria had peace and were edified. And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. Fear of the Lord resulted in spiritual growth. Church growth, but also spiritual growth. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. There must be a balance of fear of the Lord and comfort of the Holy Spirit. And then third, remember the saints' promise. Verse 18, for surely there is a hereafter and your hope will not be cut off. A twofold encouragement. There is a hereafter and your hope is secure. Born again and sealed. Let me ask you, do you live in the fear of the Lord? Are you even saved? You think about those questions, and you have a great day.